ECOWAS Chairman President John Mahama has challenged the sub-regional, national and regional medical research institutions to intensify efforts in finding a cure for the Ebola disease. Speaking at the opening of the 45th Ordinary Session of ECOWAS, which is underway in Accra, President Mahama noted that the high rate of the disease recorded in the sub-region is alarming. He added that resources are urgently needed to defeat the disease.
I wish to express our deep concern about the unprecedented outbreak of Ebola in three member states of our community. Experts have stated that in less than 6 months, the disease has claimed the lives of almost 500 people. While commending the World Health Organization, Doctors Without Borders, and other relevant international organizations, as well as our own health practitioners for the efforts they have made to try to contain the spread of the disease, I wish to call for the contribution of urgently needed resources to speed up the containment effort. We must scale up our efforts and power to defeat this deadly disease. We must exercise vigilance and caution and avoid any panic or misinformation. I also wish to challenge our national and regional medical research institutions to intensify efforts aimed at finding a cure or vaccines for diseases such as Ebola.
President Mahama also announced that the session will consider the implementation of a common currency for the sub-region. He mentioned the ECOWAS Common External Tariff, which will come into force in January next year.
We are also making some progress on our common plan of a single currency. Over the last few days, we have had briefings from the ECOWAS Monetary Task Force on the way forward. We are also making progress on the implementation of the ECOWAS Common External Tariff, which is expected to come into force from 1st January 2015. I wish therefore to take this opportunity to urge the ECOWAS Commission and Member States to ensure that all ECOWAS citizens, especially importers, are well informed to become strong stakeholders and advocates in the implementation of the Common External Tariff.
President Mahama also touched on the Community Citizens Card for member states. He outlined other issues to be looked at by the Commission.
During this summit, we shall be discussing the interim report of the President of the ECOWAS Commission and also consider updates on the security situation in our sub-region. One other key recommendation that's on our agenda for consideration is the introduction of the ECOWAS biometric ID cards to improve on the free movement of goods and people across West Africa. I've indicated on a number of occasions, and indeed it's still my conviction, that central to the realization of our community's dream of full integration is the implementation of the protocols on free movement of persons, goods and services, rights of residents and establishments, as well as the ECOWAS trade liberalization scheme. Member states have made significant progress in this area. Indeed, ECOWAS citizens no longer require visas to travel within our sub-region, but more work needs to be done.
President Mahama also welcomed the role of Algeria, Mauritania and other countries to bring peace to Mali. He acknowledged the increased cooperation from Cameroon and Chad to defeat the Boko Haram scourge in northeastern Nigeria.